Yeah. Sing along with Bill.
No, honestly, Bill's only been drinking coffee today, for sure.
Ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee. I'm going to hit the, what are these called?
High anyway? Notes?
The Zip Fizz. Oh, yeah.
The Zip Fizz. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Vitamin B blast coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so you're joining We the People
Radio.
He's
very weird every time I play a song from the Hair soundtrack.
I know. He does. He's got a. I know. It's a psychological thing.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about shaving my head. I got a good looking head.
You're really almost there.
Yeah, I know it. It wouldn't take long.
That was so easy.
I know it.
Oh my gosh! So you're rejoining We the People Radio for hour two. You can find us online at wethepeopleradio.us. We've got a ton of information on there because. We've got two guests today. We just completed on the rooftop solar companies cashing in on government handouts. And by government handouts, we mean your hard-earned tax dollars that you gave to the government. And they're given to these companies so they can lease solar panels and park them on people's roofs and the people's homes devalue. There's all sorts of bad stuff going on with that.
That sounds like a bad deal. I don't know how anybody could get involved with that and not really... Well,
apparently a lot of people are doing it. What do you say, 100,000 people or something?
How the heck do you sell your house with a lease on it?
Wow. You don't think you're moving, and then all of a sudden, surprise! So, you might want to go on there and read about that. If you'd like to call us, the number is 530-605-4567. And next week, hey, I should give a sneak preview for next week. Next week we have Evan Sayet on the program. It's S-A-Y-E-T is his last name. And Evan, he was born in New York City, went to school in Rochester. He's going to move out to Hollywood. He moved out to Hollywood and pursued a career as a stand-up comedian, television writer. He produced Bill Maher's programs. He was a hardcore liberal. And
he got over that, though.
Yeah, then he figured it out. Evan, I'm looking at his website. Evan recognized that he had been acting as a knee-jerk liberal, but was in reality a conservative at heart. So he does tons and tons of speaking. He's very much in demand as the master of ceremonies for conservative events, Republican events. He's written a best-selling book, The Kindergarten Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and given numerous lectures on the subject, I'm sure. So next week will be informative and fun. So,
we have another surprise next week, too.
Put a little plug in there. We do?
Oh, yeah. We're doing the morning drive on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, next Friday.
Yeah, we're sitting in for Carl and Linda. We'll be here at 7 o'clock. If you think we're funny at 8.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we weren't that funny today. All right, I had a really bad headache. I'm sorry. No, we'll be on there on Friday. So, hey, if you have ideas for guests and stuff, because we haven't really planned that yet, you can...
you might just end up with us. That could really be a quick drive.
All our information is actually on the website, wethepeopleradio.us. You've got... do you have cell numbers? Yep, cell numbers, 515-7135 for me. You can do Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us or Bill at wethepeopleradio. So, at least we have easy names.
Are you selling airtime on the Carl and Linda show this Friday? The highest bidder gets to be on with Aaron and Bill?
Yeah.
That's it.
Fun topics, interesting things, stuff people'd like to hear about, stuff like that. And it's a slightly different format, so we'll be talking a lot faster, doing more commercials. It's always so stressful. Every time I've ever sat in for them, it's like, by the time you get done,
it's a race.
Is it over now? Oh, my goodness. So,
yeah, we'll get to do weather and all kinds of fun stuff.
I know. Bill's all excited.
Yeah.
But you don't get to talk as much smack as you like to.
I know. It happens so quickly. I mean, by the time you gear up, it's over. So
yeah, Bad Bob's going to get the itch next Friday, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
To push the button.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
actually, Bad Bob's usually off on Fridays. You might get Savannah.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Maybe we'll get you.
What are you doing Friday?
She'll
be quivering in the corner by the end of the first hour.
Like, oh, no. I got the knuckleheads.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not them.
That's funny. Well, anyway, so we wanted to make sure people plug in next week, and I'll send out a blast on that because we planned ahead. We know who our guest is. Robert's working on the page. We're going to be able to send that out. So if you're typically on our email list, you'll be able to forward that out to folks.
Oh, yeah. We got people working on it. We got people.
Yeah, Robert. Yeah. Robert's been working his little fingers to the bone. Thanks, Robert. The web page is handy. All right. So do we have Fred on the phone?
We do.
Yeah, this is going like we planned it. Kind of scary, actually.
Frightening.
super scary. So Fred Kelly Grant, the infamous Fred Kelly Grant, he is of the standardfightclub.com, which is a super fun name, and I can't believe that was available. How great is that?
I can't either.
God.
I can't either.
You know, actually, the only one that would be better than that is the Sit Down and Slide Uphill Club, but the DNC already
and
has that one.
I haven't been called infamous in 3 or 4 days.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, like, yeah, because I didn't really think about it, but that does roll right off your tongue. The infamous Fred Kelly Grant. And then every now and then, people who have only met you once or only heard of you peripherally will say, you know, that man with three names. You're also the man with three names. It's all hyphenated, but, you know. And you have been on with us a zillion times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 7. 7 before.
Yep.
So all those shows are linked, actually. So for people who would like to catch up on what Fred's been up to over the, got a half a decade, almost.
Yeah. Fred doesn't sit still. He's moving all the time.
October of 2010. Man, you were like one of our first shows back when we were total dopes and we didn't even goof around.
It's been great. All the times I've been on, you've got a great show.
We have a lot of fun.
One of the best I've seen around and heard around.
Oh, golly.
Gee willikers.
Yep, it's true.
I'm just doing the math, but I think 7 appearances would make him give him the most appearances on
the show. He would be the most infamous appearancer we have.
Well, I have to tell you that one time, when I was working on the Owyhee Initiative, one of the leading anti-grazing people in the state, John Marvel, Chad Gibson, who's a range expert, and I were in a competition to see which one got blasted by Marvel the most times. And the year that we kept track, I beat him by one. And so Chad made his decision the next year that he was going to outdo me. And he did. He got 117 blasts in the press, and I only got 116.
Wow. Wow.
That's brutal. Gosh, that's
so
fun.
There are people where I am really infamous.
Well, you know, we like infamous. You know, infamous is fun, and you know your project intersecting with all of us out here in it should be in the whole state of California, but it's usually Northern California where the fighters live. But is the California Air Resources Board the evil?
Evil
California Air Resources Board, commonly known as CARB. We did have another moderately infamous guest who used to call it the California Arbitrary Rules for Bankruptcy, which...
And there are other names, too, that I've heard it called.
Mm-hmm. I know, and there's not...
Those are off-the-air names.
That's right. That's right.
That's on the special list. So
that was our pal Warren Duffy.
Warren Duffy in his cow suit, which just, you know, that was a fun show, man. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I missed you both when I was there this week. I was there briefly.
Yeah, you were here like Tuesday or Wednesday or something, right?
Pardon? Wednesday. I think Wednesday. I tell you, the week has gone so fast since, but I think it was Wednesday I was there.
And so what'd your kids decide on the CARB thing? Where are we?
Well, we've decided that the first of the hearings on the exhaust filter will be October 29th, 30th, and 31st. I thought Halloween was very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
In Redding. And then we're working on a second one down in the Sacramento area or even further south so that we can try to get Southern California, those few Southern California people who still would like to make a living in the trucking business, could take advantage of the hearing process. But I know you folks have talked before about this exhaust filter. It's designed to take more particulates out of the air than even the EPA is prepared to say is necessary. Now, the EPA has really given over to CARB the opportunity to set the highest standard, a higher standard than the law requires for California, and then, move that rule eastward. Because once it's established and EPA accepts it, it'll become the rule in every state. Those filters are they're very, very expensive. But we now have witnesses who say that not only are they expensive, but they're ineffective and perhaps even dangerous. The ineffective part is that when they're put on one of these older diesel vehicles, it breaks down immediately within 3 or 4 hours. We have a witness with Caltrain in their repair shop who says that job security is certain because every time one of those trucks goes out with the filter, it comes back the next day and they have to work on it.
Great.
So it keeps them busy with
that. Are they keeping track of how many vehicles are actually catching on fire as a result of those filters?
Well, that's the thing, that the proof is circumstantial. There are people keeping track of it, but so far it is circumstantial evidence. Now, as an old prosecutor, it's good enough circumstantial evidence that I think I could prove a case on it, particularly the one in California a few months ago where the witnesses said that they saw the flames before the crash took place. I don't remember the specifics of the wreck. I'm sure you two do.
This was the bus thing,
that
right?
That was the bus, FedEx truck. Yeah, yeah.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
It was a FedEx truck on Interstate 5.
And the flames were just about where this exhaust filter would be. But we do know scientifically that the filter does heat up, and it heats up to a tremendous temperature. And when a truck for example, I spent 3.5 hours sitting in Nevada just over the California line waiting for the clearance of a highway. Well, if one of these trucks with a filter on it like that had to do that, it gets to a heat that's just more than circumstantially dangerous. So they haven't done their homework. As a matter of fact, the particulate level that they settled on was made up out of the blue sky. There is no scientific basis for it, and the EPA directors finally admitted that.
Well, the science that the EPA based a lot of their stuff on, they proved to be fraudulent, and the EPA
Absolutely.
Admitted to that. And yet, California
Absolutely.
is still basing their rules on that bad science. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly right. And the scientist, of course, for CARB, who holds a PhD, bought the PhD from a company in New York.
Yeah, Fisher-Price.
I'm thinking of getting one in philosophy or something.
Yeah, I think the same thing.
I think it's $1,000. Was that what it was, Bob?
Yeah.
Like
yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't. And you know, the thing is, even after they found that out, he's still getting paid. He's still still getting paid. He's still at CARB, which is fantastic. I mean, shows excellent judgment on. You know, of course, I don't know if people expect excellent judgment out of California, but you know, anyway. Yeah,
well, the willingness of CARB to take this on for the EPA is what stuns me. I mean, that a state would take what has been acknowledged as fraudulent science and be the lead in making this happen. The people that it really hurts are it hurts the consumer, because the big companies that have already gone ahead and converted, that cost is going to get put on the buyer, on the receivers of shipments, and ultimately on the consumer. But the economy also hurt are the independent truckers, the smaller companies that just simply can't afford to put one of those filters on one of the older diesels that they operate with and can operate for 30 years on it. And they can't afford the breakdowns that occur once the filter's on there.
Right.
It just gets better and better and better. We're going to come back and talk some more trash about CARB and how you can pitch in and be part of fighting them, actually, which is the most important part. Here at We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us, at KCNR 1460 AM. My heart till something snapped inside. I'd like and thanks to CARB. It's getting better every day. Of course, we have volcanoes, forest fires. We've got like a million things that are thwarting their plans. But
yes, just the forest fires in the last couple of weeks kind of offset anything CARB's done in the last 20 years.
Or ever will do.
You know that we proved in Wisconsin during a hearing there on the EPA particulate rules that forest fires in Idaho 2 years ago produced more carbon dioxide into the air, the particulates, the outlawed particulates,
sure,
into the air than all the man-made emissions in the state. And those forest fires were all caused by the Forest Service lack of management by letting the fuels build up.
Yeah, you think we had a good RICO case there with the...
Well, the Wisconsin local governments that held the hearing have called on EPA to regulate the Forest Service. And that's causing quite a stir.
Yeah, because, you know, anytime you want to rein those guys in, you just don't understand what it is they're doing to help you. And we have a caller on the line who has a great suggestion for all of that. You still in there?
Is it Matt?
Yes.
Hey, there you are.
All right. Hi. I just wanted to interject. I think that anybody that has any problem with any of these unelected, unaccountable bureaucracies in our area should be supporting the State of Jefferson movement. These people do not answer to us anymore. They don't go to prison. They just make rules in the name of the greater good, and there's no way to regain control without resetting the laws, and the State of Jefferson movement is the answer to that problem. And without that, you're just trying to plug a hole in a bucket that's got thousands of leaks, because none of these people answer to the general public anymore. They're not elected. They don't have anything to lose, and when they get caught violating the law or doing something that they shouldn't be, nothing actually happens anymore.
And that's an excellent point.
Well, you know, as I was coming back from, we drove to California, and coming back, I came through eastern Oregon, or through Oregon, through all of Oregon at 55 miles an hour. And it's clear that Northern California is a state completely separate in interest from Southern California. Eastern Oregon is completely separate and more related to Idaho than it is to Western Oregon and Portland. Same with Eastern Washington. It's the rural communities that are getting hurt, and it's deliberate. I've been able to prove, I think, sufficiently in my new book that hopefully is going to get published this year, War on Rural America, that every agency has set out to end the production from natural resources that have been traditional in our rural areas. You know, as I was coming through Oregon, they turned off irrigation water to the Klamath Basin farmers and ranchers just this past week. And when you see the reservoir, you see how high it is. They petitioned the Bureau of Reclamation to release more water. They can release more water so that those ranchers and farmers can get another crop, because right now they will lose everything. They would have to get the third crop to break even and the fourth crop to make a profit. They aren't even going to get the third one in.
Mm.
And that's just asinine, ridiculous.
Yep, and splitting off the northern part of California Matt, tell me the State of Jefferson website, because I just can't think of it all of a sudden.
Oh, it's Jefferson State Declaration Committee.
There you go.
If you Google that, you can find the resources. I will say this on the movement of the Jefferson State. These people need to be more active in countering the propaganda push. I mean, I've heard everything from that the Jefferson State want to repeal due process to everything possible you can make up to try to poison the movement. And I don't want to make it a left-right kind of thing, but those who want the status quo are desperate to say anything they can to dupe the dumbed-down, low-information voters into supporting the status quo. The only people who are benefiting from what's going on now. It's not even the people in the cities. It's the bureaucratic That's establishment right. and the special interest groups that our legislators have sold themselves to. Because there's Absolutely. Nothing, nobody is prospering anymore. It's become collapse the economy in the name of the environment, in the name of the greater good. And the only people who are benefiting are the bureaucrats and the very small sections of special interest groups that are fighting tooth and nail. And I just want to put it out there that if you take the time to do a Google search on the State of Jefferson movement, you'll find that there are so many people, and it's relatively small, but in the scheme of articles, they'll say anything they possibly can to avoid having to deal with the real issue, and that's the government is the problem in our community.
Yep, and the site, I knew I had it in here, and Robert, send it to me too.
One of the things is that common sense just doesn't exist in the regulatory scheme. It's not intended to. As I was reading the Burns newspaper yesterday morning, they are gill netting and electrofishing the brook trout from the lakes in Harney County, Oregon, because they're aggressive and they're more prolific than the red band trout and the bull trout. And so they're using techniques to destroy a species because it's not native. The others are native. The brook trout's been there for 90 years, but it's not a native fish, so they're destroying it. They're doing what, if somebody from the public tried to do that, they'd be facing fines and prison sentences.
We'd all go to jail.
Well, it's whatever fits the agenda at the time. It's like these people swing from one direction to the other on almost a daily basis.
Well, we're crisis-driven. For the folks that want to actually get the correct scoop on Jefferson, it's jeffersondeclaration.net. That's the part I was missing. So jeffersondeclaration.net, and from there, search State of Jefferson, but you'll get a whole long set of history, but I would definitely look at all the different media pieces. Thanks, Matt, for bringing that up. We're going to come back with Fred Kelly Grant in 2 minutes. Got to take a super speedy break here, otherwise we'll have them all at the end of the hour, you know?
So, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us, and more fun music here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, I know they fly by the day.
Frank, do you feel the need to get in here and make some bird noises with the boys?
Nothing but blue sky from now on.
Is that the bluebird of happiness?
That's my meadow lark.
Oh, your meadow lark. Oh, I didn't know. This makes me feel all drifty and tired.
Apologies to meadow lark lemon.
Oh, Fred.
One of my favorite songs.
I know, you know, it's a way to ruin a good song, you know. We listen to it in the context of carb, but it's true. It is true.
You get a couple chuckleheads who make bird calls during the song.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm gonna have my granddaughter while she's here. They came back with us from California to spend some time. I'm gonna have her try to download Zippity Doodah on my phone.
Yes.
Because right now when the phone rings, I kind of resent it, but I think if there's a good song like that on it, I might not.
Zippity-doo-dah would be fun. You know, the other one that's extra fun is James Brown.
Is Hawaii work?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you know what? Yeah.
When you're in a public place, there's nothing like, wow, I feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
Cares
yeah,
the crap out of people.
James Brown's one of my favorites. He's a native South Carolinian like me. Fortunately, we didn't go the same routes.
good thinking.
Not even close.
So, okay, so talk to us about the Stand-In Fight Club before we screw around and the hour's over.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, Aaron and Barb, I went through a period of time for about 2 months when I was ready to give this all up. Because the companies that are getting hit, the big companies that are getting hit by the EPA, and the big people that are getting hit by it, just are not willing to fight because they're afraid of the IRS. This administration, I heard a talk show last evening that said that this is the worst, that this is worse than the Nixon administration on the use of the IRS. I don't even think there's a comparison. The IRS is used, we can't, there's no way for people to give anonymously, and the money just wasn't coming in to hire the experts that we need to prove these cases. So I've talked with several people who worked with me in the Stand and Fight Club, and we've decided that come the 1st of September, we're going to go to the grassroots using every email connection that I have to get the word out to the people that for $25, $50, $75, or $100 a year, if they contribute that, we'll use that money to fight the EPA and the Forest Service and these other regulatory agencies. And it's either going to prove or disprove my theory that I've had for several years that the people are the ones that have the will to fight. And if you make it so that they can afford it, that we'll do better than trying to get money from the big companies and the people with big dollars, because they're just scared to death of the IRS. So that's where we're headed, the Stand and Fight Club. And what we do with the funds is, as in Wisconsin and Kansas, we hire the experts that are needed to prove our case in a hearing. We did that in Utah and Arizona to fight off the withdrawal of the uranium lands. And once again, the companies wouldn't contribute to it because they were scared to death. But we did it on the basis, and that was with American Stewards of Liberty when I was still with them. We were able to make a case with evidence, not just opinions, but with evidence, scientific evidence, that number one, there was no basis for withdrawing the uranium mining lands scientifically, and second, they didn't coordinate in the statutory process. And when the counties then went to court to sue to stop it, the federal judge ruled with them that the motion to dismiss was denied, and there will be a trial as to whether or not they coordinated. If they didn't, that whole withdrawal order will go down. And they didn't. They didn't.
Hmm.
So that's what the club is about. It's about our trying to make this happen with the little people, the ones that are getting hurt throughout the country, the working people.
Well, the big, a lot of the big companies, I mean, we see the same thing in the timber industry. That's kind of a similar example where
the
big timber companies contribute to the people who actually write regulation or write laws that screw them over in regulation, but they're afraid not to contribute to them for fear that it'll be worse than it is if they, I don't know.
It's true. When we were fighting years ago for the ranchers in Idaho, we were fighting the ecosystem, what was it called, Ice Bump, that ecosystem of the interior Columbia. And I expected that Boise Cascade would be one of the people that would help us. But no, they were opposed. They were in favor of the ecosystem plan because it got rid of the independent operators. It got rid of the independent loggers and the sawmills. And they were bringing logs in from South America up the Pacific coast all the time that we were fighting to save the timber industry in Idaho.
Well, I think one of the more dangerous things that's happening now too is even with the big mostly with the bigger corporations is it's easier and less expensive to just roll over and settle than it is to ever take anything to trial.
Absolutely. And then the paper companies that are getting hurt because of the crackdown on boilers, they're going to China. Yeah. 6 of 9 companies in one major company have moved to China to make the paper that we buy.
Well, there just comes a point where we've settled so much that
right.
we have so little left to fight for.
Well, the rule of law means nothing.
Right.
And right and wrong means that we're having a conversation in the chat room. Todd is contributing in the chat room and talking about how the research and the science isn't, it's all up for bid. He said Gore became a multimillionaire based on the global warming scam, and along the way the U.S. wasted an estimated $50 billion on alleged research whose sole purpose was to give credence to it. Too many scientists line their pockets with taxpayer dollars, and many government agencies increase theirs as well. So, I think we see that in lots of fronts. And we've got Billy Bob from Palo Cedro on the phone with, I don't know, question, comment, thoughts?
Billy Bob,
silence.
You there? Oh,
hey.
Hello.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, listen, I want to first thank you, Mr. Grant, for all your hard work and dedication for this Northern California area. I've been following the 7 programs that we, the people, have presented, and I want to just commend you on your energy and dedication for this area. My next question is only in the fact, are you involved at all in this dam removal on the Klamath, and is there any way that we can keep that mistake from not happening?
Well, I represented Siskiyou County at one point when the recommendation had gone to the Secretary of Interior to order the withdrawal, the destruction of the dams, and I was working with their county attorney, and we were prepared to file a lawsuit to stop that on the grounds that they hadn't coordinated, they hadn't followed the statutory process. I went to Washington with 2 of the supervisors. And the day before we were to see the secretary, his chief of staff told us that he had decided that he was not going to destroy the dams. He was going to wait until Congress authorized him to.
I appreciate all your effort on that. That would be a huge mistake if that ever happened. So I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
That's one of the worst possible things. I've said on this program before, in the Rogue River where they destroyed those 2 dams, the heavy metals that came down from the silt in that river, Sheriff Gilbertson and a mining expert showed this to me 2 years ago there at Grants Pass, killed every living fish and organism in the river. And the position of destroying the dams is supposed to restore the salmon. Well, it'll be a long time because they can't live in the heavy metals that'll come down in the river.
It'll be the exact
same. That's a science fact that can't be answered, and so they ignore it.
Right, but that exact same thing's going to happen if they take the dams out on the Klamath.
Oh, sure.
And I think there's a whole bunch of folks lining up to file lawsuits if that ever even comes close to happening, and if it does happen, it'll just be a catastrophe.
Well, one of the things that makes us successful in the few times we go to court on the coordination process is that the agencies don't do it. They're required to do it. We won a case in Maryland. They're trying to stop crabbing and oyster harvest in the Chesapeake Bay, of all things. And they were stopping. They had stopped the fishing for the fish that is used as the bait for crab. And we won a case, the first time that the Department of Environmental Quality in Maryland has ever been beaten in court. And 3 lawyers in Baltimore and I won that case. And we've got them kind of at a stalemate on the crab prohibitions because they didn't coordinate. They didn't follow the process. And one of the ways to beat them is to show that they don't follow the legal process. often if you go in, try to go in on the scientific merits, you don't win unless you can also show that they've just violated the law. They haven't worked with local governments the way they're supposed to.
Well, and also you run into a problem where local governments don't understand the coordination process. They think they do, and they run out and attempt to coordinate, don't do it right, and end up making a bigger mess than what they started with.
You're absolutely right. If the local governments across this country understood that process and used it the way it's very simply set forth in the statutes, we'd end all this mess. I mean, there's no question about it. But there's out of all of the local governments in rural America, I think that the last count that I know of, there are about 200 that use the process, and not all of them use it right, as you say. I don't mean right. I mean in the effective way. They don't use it in the effective way.
Correct. Because it is effective, and
it is.
It will give you the result you're looking for if you use it correctly. But they don't, and I think a lot of times they go in with their head down, wanting to just agree with everything and make friends. And
I think that doesn't work. They don't understand that there's a different outcome possible because they're really. Let's face it. It looks like mostly we lose.
Yeah.
I think they get a little used to losing.
No, I agree. And the other thing is that they think it maybe is a silver bullet, and that if they do it one time, that's the end of it, and it isn't. The agencies are like Frankenstein's monster. They just keep coming.
Well, another thing I think they're just totally petrified of is if they don't play ball, they'll lose their federal funding in some fashion because they're all so dependent on the federal money that comes into these counties that they're afraid to make any waves.
Well, and that's true, and I've offered many times over the years to represent free any local government that gets its funds cut. That's illegal, and so far we've never had that happen in any of the areas where we've used this effectively.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
don't
they always threaten that? Isn't that what they hold over?
Oh, sure they do. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely they do. Really, you mentioned RICO earlier. There's no clearer violation of RICO in the world than the way the agencies work with the public and with local governments. It truly is.
Well, you can see it, on the one agency makes a rule that the other agency uses. And look at California, perfect example, because you've got Governor Brown, who's going to take all this stuff and put in these, the cap and trade and the carbon, the carbon taxes for the fake carbon problem, and use it to fund high-cost rail, which is another complete and total scam. Will never be built in our lifetime, and will bilk us out of gazillions of dollars. Numbers we heretofore have not named. We'll hit new heights and or new lows.
Well, and those local governments that are opposed to that could stop that, just as we stopped the Trans-Texas Corridor in Texas. But you know what? We successfully stopped that, and they're starting it again through San Antonio.
Nice.
I just got a call. I got a call last week, and they're wanting help. Two little towns there are going to be destroyed by the new effort at a NAFTA superhighway link through Texas.
Gosh, because you know what? We need more stuff from Mexico. That's working out so well already.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're such a friendly country. They're looking out for our best interests
I thought it was all being couriered in. We need to take a really quick break. We'll be right back, finish off top of the hour with Fred Kelly Grant. You're listening to We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
We're talking about Mexico. I'll start talking about French.
We.
Science. Science. 65, I was 17. I don't know where I'm running now. I'm just running on.
Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Oh, my gosh. We're back for another couple of minutes with Fred Kelly Grant.
Yeah, you know, before I forget about it, Aaron, I would like to say that we couldn't make this happen in Reading without the work of that coordination committee that Dick Wright is chairman of.
Yes.
They have really worked hard to help get this thing to the point where I could agree that we could schedule a hearing.
And there's a lot of information. I was going to remind people before we get cut off here that information on this is on the webpage, wethepeopleradio.us. Scroll down. You'll see there's a really great video there with Fred talking to Scott Swendeman about the equipment out at Shasta College and how that plays in. Right below it is a big thing that says say no to CARB. It's got the letters that the coordination committee has written and a contact there for that. And another video, a 40-minute, I haven't seen this one. It's Reading versus CARB. It's got Fred on the front and links to the Stand and Fight Club and all sorts of good stuff. So if you want more information, that is the spot.
Thanks for bringing up that committee too, Fred, because I think that's just another example of folks getting involved, not sitting on the sidelines complaining. And that's exactly what it's going to take. People are going to have to stand up and be heard and get out there and
partner with guys like you that actually know what you're doing.
Absolutely, and start a fight. You know, I mean, there's a lot of folks out there I think will join in and help, but you know, we got to start somewhere.
I do too, and the thing that your listeners have to understand is that every single citizen of Shasta County, Northern California, will be affected by this regulation. You know, sometimes people sit and say, well, that's too bad about the truckers. This is going to affect prices. It's going to affect services. It gets right down to the core.
Oh, it's going to affect
everything that goes on.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to affect your... It's already affecting our grocery prices. It's fuel, everything. People think it doesn't affect them.
We're the first number one highest gas prices in the country, I think.
No,
what's that?
I think California is the number one on gas prices in the nation.
Well, I know that they were the highest that I've seen, and I've been in 11 states this year, and they were the highest. And I've been in the eastern states, so California must be the highest.
Yeah, when you come to California,
and will
you
be,
breathe,
and it'll go even higher. It'll go even higher.
Oh yeah, but when you breathe the air in California, can't you just feel the difference? I mean, it just feels so much cleaner,
yes.
and I mean, it's all really worth it.
Yeah, it's especially when you're in Southern California, you know that. That everything that CARB is doing is really working.
It's really helping down there. God, I can't spend more than a day down there. My eyes feel like they're on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, one of the people in Wisconsin with the loggers up in the North Woods actually testified that he had gone on and found that the EPA is trying to clean the air in northern Wisconsin, where it's the cleanest. That county has the cleanest air in the nation, according to EPA's own statistics.
Yeah, what a great place
to compare
it
to the air in D.C., where the EPA is, and it was quite interesting testimony.
Oh my gosh! Wow. You know what? You can't make that stuff up sometimes because it's just too stupid.
Fred, thanks for coming on today. We're out of time, but boy, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. It's a pleasure to have you on, and we're going
to
have you back.
You two really do a wonderful job. I mean,
thank you very much.
Thanks, Fred, and we're looking forward to seeing you next time you come through town, and hopefully it'll be on a Monday, and we can have you speak and all that good stuff.
I hope so. I'm going to bring the people with me from New York and Maryland that are going to help me on the hearing.
Nice. If they're smart, we want them.
Oh, they are. They are.
Very cool. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Fred, very much.
Thank you much.
Well, kids, another episode of We the People Radio in the can.
Yeah.
Join us online, wetheopleradio.us.
Hope everybody out there has a great Sunday.
Got some fun stuff coming. Evan, say it next week.
Just say it.
Just say it.
Yeah. So comedy and politics next week.
Say it.
Say it.
It's Shasta
Redding. Bill is supposed to finish.
That's right, but you're supposed to put a KCNR in front of it first.
Yeah, he was doing that. Do
KCNR, 1460 AM.
Shasta, Reading.
Oh. That's legal. That'll work. Thank you.
Okay.